your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, here we go. You now said correctly, too. Oh, boy. Too much bliss. You know, I'll say correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting from the Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Link on the website. Information's on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and Alex is producing the broadcast at GCN. Thanks so much, Alex. Hey, meet up tonight. Meet up tonight. Believe it or not, meet up tonight. And those of you who have placed signs all over the Ozark Mountains, if you could pick them up and bring them and the sign stands to the meetup, we'll pick them up from you. So there's signs all over the Ozark Mountains, Springfield, Nixa, Lebanon, out by Fort Leonard Wood, signs everywhere, about a 100-mile radius at least, for the Get Prepared Expo. So if you can pick them up, bring them with you, that'd be great. Hey, meet up tonight is with Ricky Rocket. Ricky's in town, he's at the farm, and he and I are going to be broadcasting 1 hour after this hour, so that would be the 10 o'clock hour. And LED lighting, if you'd like some, we'll bring that to the meetup tonight. For those of you that ordered it, we have, we probably have another quarter of a mile to bring to you. Frank Underhill's with us, and we're going to be talking about survival economics. Frank, how are you?
Good morning, Vincent. I'm well. We had a lot of monsoon-like rain here, where you can literally float a canoe down a street, and manholes were geysers, and really quite a spectacle Friday, Saturday. So, you know, just thank goodness in my neighborhood there wasn't any damage done. But if you have like 1 inch of rain, you can have Niagara Falls in your backyard down here.
Well, we had Niagara Falls at the expo. And I'm not kidding. Frank, there are three things that have happened, and let's talk about them. One of them was at the last expo, Ricky and I were driving from the farm, and we saw a crosshatch pattern like we'd never seen of chemtrails. I mean, the sky was just crosshatch pattern. Now, if there were aircraft flying, and, you know, commercial aircraft doing this, rather than a fleet of chemtrail planes, they would have probably crashed into each other. There were so many of them. I mean, there were like 24, I think it was the count. And it was unbelievable. And right after that, 2 days later, it was 70 degrees in April for the Get Prepared Expo, and we had hail and rain and snow in 70-degree weather. We had 3 inches of snow in about a 10-mile area between the expo and the farm. And it's like a 20-25-mile drive. Then, Frank, we had a meeting with city council. I announced weeks in advance that we were going to have a meeting with city council, and we were going to introduce city council to USA Preparers, and we were going to get fluoride out of the water. So we told them, step number one, we're coming to say hello, and then we're coming to get fluoride out of the water. We had a tornado that night, and I had to call off that meeting. And it was unbelievable. It was right at the time of the meeting. I'm not kidding. I mean, we had a tornado in Springfield, Missouri. Then Then Ricky and I were driving from the farm to the expo this weekend, and I looked up and I said, "Ricky, look at the sky." Ricky looked up. "Vinny, look at the sky." And we had chemtrails, and by the next night, the rain was so high. Right, it was coming up through the drains in the concrete, and the wind was so strong. It was so strong that it was lifting the roof fence off the expo hall, and it sounded like we were being attacked with softball size hail. That was the sound. It was like boom, 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 and it was the shutters on the roof of the expo hall. Rain came under the door, around the doors. It was unbelievable. Leaks everywhere, and this is a magnificent building. It with the wind was so strong. I mean, literally, it was like a hurricane. And so, those are three events that when we wanted to do something, that happened. Just, is it coincidence? I don't know. But Ricky thinks it. Ricky thinks my imagination's a little strong, that it could be sinister. But let me tell you what, it had an impact on the attendance at the expo because, I mean, we had 2 days of rain, and literally you could not drive, you could not walk, you could not be outside in this rain. You would get hurt. It was really, really violent. You could probably see 100 feet at the most. At the most. I mean, visibility was 100 feet. That's how much rain we had. So, And so attendance, we still have the largest expo in the country, even with the down attendance. But I'll tell you, you're right. The weather was something else. So Frank, what's happening in the metals market? What do you see?
Well, people who are gold bugs like myself and believers are probably very very happy to see that. And I think we've said this on weeks ago on episodes and how gold needs to find a new bottom and a consolidation and start to retrend up. Gold went to like to the low 1200s, and now it's up here at like 1320. In a very short period of time, it put on that kind of a dollar amount. And as, of course, you see with mining stocks, they've rebounded like 20% basically off the bottom of their new lows. Not year lows, new lows, which are probably worse than the lows of prior years. And when we talk about the price movement in gold, you know, people think, well, this event happens and gold goes up. Well, gold, like any other investment, whether it be real estate or stocks or gold or anything, they go up when pressure comes off. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of pressure in the metals market through margin selling, capitulation, hedge covering, all whatever you want to call it. But apparently, it looks like a lot of that has come off. You're seeing the dollar begin a natural correction. It had a very hard time getting above 85, very difficult time in the dollar index. And now it's like 82-something right now. And I think you're probably going to see gold, probably carry on this slight inward slope. I don't really know how much more bad news there could be out there for gold. You know, miners are cutting back production or ceasing altogether. Exploration is way down. Anyone who's invested in junior miners is just right now in a world of pain now. But I think that when prices pick up again, there will be interest in these juniors because, of course, the producers and the big companies appear very pricey and the money just seems to trickle down to the bottom. And I think it'll probably be a matter of time now before the juniors start getting looked at. And, you know, remember, there are juniors that are trading at $8, trading at 80 cents. The junior explorers that were trading at $2 or 5 cents, 10 cents. And I think that there's going to probably be interest coming back into these again. And, they're only down for one reason, the inability to raise money. Anytime you want to find an ore body, it's very capital and resource intense. And when you have metals at these prices, there's very lack of interest in them. But I'm very glad to see silver is over $20 again. I was getting worried when it was like in the mid-teens. That was probably lower than when I first opened my doors here for Underhill Securities. And I'm just seeing that it's refreshing to see that the dollar just seems to be coming to a headway here, and it's nice to see green on the screen. And incidentally, if you've gone to the gas station lately, you're looking at oil is up, you know, to $108 a barrel pretty well, and you're looking at $3.60, $3.70 a gallon in most places. Here where I live, gas is $3.50 to $3.70 a gallon right now, and you know, from a low of $3.30. So it is moving up again too. So, you know, people should say, "Well, high oil, oh henny penny." But in a way, high oil is good for inflation, and inflation is good for gold.
Yeah, but inflation's bad for high oil prices. Is one of the death knells of farming. Because farmers.
That's where I was going to go with this. Yeah, you brought it up, so mentioned it. So yeah, that's the other end of the pendulum.
Yeah, and class, if oil prices are high, farmers are going to have a tough time farming, plowing, cutting hay, feeding cows, and family farms are going to go under, and they are going under. Family farms are going under. Because farmers are having a tough time staying afloat financially. So when that happens, we're going to get fed by Monsanto if they win this battle. And of course, we're fighting Monsanto. We even had the organic guru, Lynette Pate, was with us, and she did a seminar about Monsanto, and she exposed who they are. So we'll have a few more listeners now that Monsanto knows we're marshaling forces against them. And it was really neat because people came up to me and said, wow, that was such a great seminar. Lynette Pate was talking about Monsanto and genetically modified foods. And yeah, we have a problem. We have a problem because Monsanto would love the family farms to go away. And so
Vincent, if I could just get back on gold when you come back after the break, I'd just like to talk just a few minutes more.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Frank Underhill. UnderhillSecurities.com. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about gold, and I'd love to hear what Frank has to say. I'm a gold bug and a silver bug. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Recovering from the Get Prepared Expo, right here in the Ozark Mountains. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, you want to talk about gold. I'm so glad you do, because I am really a gold bug. I know you are, and I'm a silver bug, and I know you are. Let's talk about gold.
I just wanted to hit on the dollar index. The dollar index went to a low of 82 and went up to as high as 85, almost just touching 86. And now it's at 82 pretty much. And from 86 down to 82, that's like a 4-point drop, which is very significant. And what even makes it more significant is the sharp drop in such a very short period of time. Hence, you know, the $130 price of gold increase off the low up to where it is now at, $1,324, basically. So, you know, these markets move very quickly and very rapidly, and people shouldn't be lured into capitulation. If you own it, you own it. This, in turn, will only help silver out as well. And I think, yeah, there's a lot more silver people out there just on the basis of the leveraging on silver, and it's also a lot less. But for every 20, 30 cent increase in the price of silver in the positive direction, that only compounds your return. So anyone who really had courage to buy silver, if you could have bought silver, I think the high premiums have been discouraging people from buying silver. But you'd be, you know, sitting a little pretty right now. But people just need to just be patient, see where this plays out. And ironically as well, people should look at the euro. The euro seems to be recovering here. It had a low of 125. It's like, knocking on 132 right now. And if people see a $1.50 on the euro, well, you know, watch out, get out of gold's way, because it can probably move a lot higher from there. So that's just my prediction.
Well, I bought some as it went down, and I'm happy. I really am. You know, Frank, there are a lot of people who think that having digits in the bank is the way to go, but those digits can be erased with a keystroke. But you can't erase gold with a keystroke if you physically own it.
It's tangible. It's a tangible asset. And even when it was real crappy in the over the last 6-7 months, and now suddenly it seems to be flavor du jour once again.
You're absolutely right. And one of the components of one of the things I talked about during one of the seminars I did was I talked about how some people are lured into the easy way of doing things. And that's what they're told. They're told, look, you don't have to worry about, you know, protecting your investment. So what you do is you sign up with a company that will sell you a program that will buy silver for you with payroll deductions. So $25 a week or $50 a week or whatever the amount is that you select, it goes into an account. And at some point when you have enough in that account to buy some physical metal, they will buy it for you at whatever price they feel like buying it for. And they will hold it for you in a vault at Wilmington Trust in Delaware. And then you pay a fee to maintain the safety of that silver. And then if you ever decide you want it to hold it and ship it to you, they'll ship it to you. They'll charge you to ship it to you. They will charge you to process the order. So you're ending up buying it at a price you have no idea what it's going to be. You have a storage cost. You have a shipping cost where you could just go buy it right yourself from a coin dealer or from someone else, buy it right then and there, settle that transaction right then and there, and own it right then and there. And that's the only way I think people should buy precious metals.
And when you buy from a small dealer, you're also supporting small business too.
Yes, and without small business, there'll be only big business left. And big business, you know, have you noticed, Frank, that big business is changing the way they work with customers? For example, the Chinese factory outlet used to have a policy, satisfaction always. Sears used to say, satisfaction guaranteed your money back. Have you noticed that those signs have disappeared? Take a look at the outside of your Sears. Do you see satisfaction guaranteed or your money back over the door? I don't think so. They took the signs down. And also, satisfaction always at the Chinese factory outlet. Those signs are gone. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, coming back right after the bottom of the hour break. We're going to talk more about financial survival.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us, UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank, I wanted to share something with you about the economy. At the expo, I met an auctioneer, and he was kind of shaking his head, and he was telling me about the economy. Now, he's been an auctioneer for a very, very long time, and he is not a young person. He said that the auction business is down 50% from last year. And this is auctioneer or auction season. And he also said that it's been down another 50% in the last 60 to 90 days. So he's telling me that the economy, everywhere he looks, is down in terms of sales. He sees 75% reduction in commerce, in business transactions, in sales. And as I talked to people throughout the expo, they said the same thing. They came up with the same number independently. Frank, do you think that that's possible?
Well, it's possible, but I... In certain areas, like where I live, there is a bit of activity here, mm-hmm. you know, and you know you see that with, but you may see the activity, but the numbers are still flat. So like there's still activity, and I think maybe what you're referring to is that even though it looks busy, it is maybe a little bit busier, but not enough to, you know, inch the meter up in a positive way. So, and if it is flat, then yeah, don't have growth.
I saw something else that I'd never seen before. In Lebanon, Missouri, there's a pretty big car dealership. I mean, really big, a lot of cars, and they are on corners, and they have the cars out front. And they're actually on both sides of a main thoroughfare through town. And there's an even better corner that they could be on, except there's a restaurant there. There's a restaurant on the busiest corner. And I saw two brand new cars parked out in the corner in front of the restaurant, to get even more visibility. So what I'm saying is the car dealership is just one block off one of the main thoroughfares, but it's on another main thoroughfare. So at the intersection of these two thoroughfares, they put two cars on the front lawn of this restaurant because it had even more traffic. What I'm saying is if business was booming, they wouldn't do that. They've got plenty of visibility. They've got plenty of frontage. Everybody knows where this car dealer is. But they decided they were going to have some display models in the busiest section of town. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, what I'm talking about is it's not a McDonald's. It's a privately owned restaurant. But have you ever seen automobiles from a car dealership on a restaurant? Not in a restaurant parking lot, on the front lawn?
Not offhand, but I do see cars in shopping malls, and I see them on in front of places of business for sale, like new cars.
Mm-hmm. So what they're doing is they're trying to get more exposure for people to say, well, you know, mate, let's go take a look at that car. They're putting them more and more in front of people. So I don't think that's a sign that business is booming. If business was booming, they wouldn't need to do that. They wouldn't need to do it. And Frank, what about Detroit? We posted an article about Detroit's bankruptcy, right? If Detroit is in that sad of a situation, and they were one of the industrial capitals of the United States of America, I mean automobiles, most everybody has an automobile. I'm sure every family has an automobile, at least in the United States, or almost every family. Well, if Detroit is going bankrupt, is that showing us where we are going as a nation? I believe it is.
Well, if you look at Detroit, it went from a city of, I think, 1.5 million down to 700,000 people there. So right there, you're looking at the tax base has all but left the building. And when you have a lot of poverty and high crime, obviously those people aren't paying any taxes there. And when the tax base erodes and fades away, then you are going to have all these problems. Now, the problem with the issue with Detroit is they did not foresee that this is the end of our town. And they weren't making any remedy to, cut police force, cut down on garbage, close parks, because of course the fewer people there, the Lefty, so I think a lot of this was all man-made. They created this problem themselves by sustaining what was otherwise a declining population. And, you know, really, when you look at how close they are to the border of Canada, to a very large city, you know, I think Hamilton or Windsor, and the activity from there should have been enough to keep Detroit going. I mean, look at all the traffic, you know, going back and from. And again, I think it's largely miscalculations, misjudgments, everything was missed. And this is what happens when you have bureaucrats who don't know what they don't have a concept of cash management or running a business or running a city. They're just like all taking graft and gifts. Like every mayor has been indicted or in jail. And it just goes to show you what happens when you have a city that's been, I guess, maybe almost too big to fail. And look, you know, I love the Detroit Red Wings. You know, they did the basketball team there. They got football teams there, but they just grossly mismanaged their whole city. They never, you know, thought, well, you know, if the population does dwindle. Now, I live in a very hard-hit city myself here, but the tax base is still here. People are still here. Revenue collection is continuing. Now, granted, they're not hiring any new police here or new civil servants and whatnot, but and actually they're even improving some parks in some areas. So I think it's just totally just completely bad management up there. And like when you look at a city like where I live, it's actually, you know, quite pleasant. And we've gone through the worst. We've probably gone through the worst than Detroit for that matter. But the managers here, I guess they sort of have a handle on what they're doing, and I have to say that they've managed to. And now things are in the real estate sector are starting to rebound a bit. Even in my neighborhood, there is a restoration going. The old has been out. The cash buyer has come in, and they're not all flippers. People come in, they cash in their you know, talking to a person who cashed in their IRA. They went into foreclosure. They had some money in the IRA. They folded it. They paid the taxes and they bought a property and they live in it without a mortgage. And he says, I feel better today than when I was making payments on something I couldn't afford.
Well, I agree with that, Frank. I don't have any mortgage payments. And frankly, I would not feel comfortable making a mortgage payment or even a car payment. I would not want to have that pressure. But
yeah, let's go back to the car payment. Okay. You got the mortgage, you got the car, you got the insurance, the licensing, all the, you know, it's very, very expensive to live, but it doesn't help when you are, you know, I get so many calls from debt collectors here because I have like four phone lines and that belong to other people. And I get so many of these calls and, you know, like well, at least one or two a day, one a day. You know, sometimes we won't get any, but then I'll get a flood of them, and they're all looking for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Yeah. How do you handle that, Frank, when people call you beating you up because they think you are that person that owes money that you're not?
Well, as much as I would like to call them bottom feeder in that, I just say, sorry, you have the wrong number. And I say, look, go on my website, you'll see me there, and you'll see that you're talking to the wrong person. Good day.
Good.
I would like to blow up at them, but I don't need to get chest pains. Now, Vincent, I'm sure other people would because we do our best to get away, to stay away from these kind of situations. But generally, I think if you're on the other line trying to get blood out of a rock, I think, you know, there's an easier way to make a living. I really do.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So, Frank, what do you see the future of gold being? Do you have a feel for where?
Well, I it's nice to see relief. I don't think we're quite out of the woods yet, but I do see relief. Like, no markets ever go straight up,
mm-hmm.
and no markets ever go straight down. But when you see a bottom here, and people forget too, and you know, and sometimes I'm negligent of that myself, that there are people buying this. There are funds buying in there, even at regardless of what price. There are people buying it, providing liquidity. And right now, I think gold has moved up simply because pressure has come off. And I don't really know how much more contra gold news is out there. It is what it is. And also, too, I think when you have miners ceasing production or cutting back, I think it's going to take a lot of supply off the market, just like the real estate market here. A lot of the foreclosures have been flushed through the system. A lot of short sales are now holding out for higher prices now, and they're banks are still not lending. But the inventory is somewhat, you know, dried up to a degree. Now everyone says, oh well, there's shadow inventory. There's the banks are holding now that there is a degree of truth to it. There are a lot of houses that are sitting empty. But how do you know if those houses weren't already sold to some pension fund to sit on for inventory to sell at higher prices down the road? You know, it's variable.
Frank Underhill, UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com. You can call him after the broadcast if you'd like. I'll give you his number when we come back on the other side. Frank, they said on the top of the hour news that the economy's growing. I don't believe it. Let's talk about that when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5MM.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes?
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, we've got a post on the website that McDonald's is predicting a tough year despite new items that they're offering. And it seems to me that that's a sign of the economy, because I think most people would say that if they wanted to eat something at the lowest possible cost at a restaurant, if you will, it would be McDonald's, because they still have that what they call the value pricing. So for a dollar, you can still get something like a hamburger. And if McDonald's is having a tough year, does that mean that that's a sign for other businesses?
You know, value pricing my bum. You go buy two Egg McMuffins at $7. You can go to Denny's and get the bacon and eggs for $7. But listen, there's been a push for McDonald's because beef prices are very expensive. They're trying to wean people on poultry product now because beef is expensive. And I don't eat it at McDonald's. Awful. But, you know, people like McDonald's. They eat it. And, you know, and I think generally as poverty increases, so does their sales. I see kids lined up at McDonald's in the backseat of mommy's minivan, loading their kids up with these kind of food. You know, I could talk a whole hour on McDonald's and all these other fast food places.
What I'm saying is, you still can get something for a dollar there. I'm not saying it's good for you. I'm saying the opposite. But Dr. Shilley would say that it's poison. He really would. you haven't heard him say that, have you?
You're almost afraid of saying bad mouthing any of these establishments. But
I'll say it right now.
Well, this is Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's why I go on your program. But no, Vincent, I agree completely with that because there's no earnings, so they got to lower their prices for the dollar meal, and of course that hurts their bottom line, basically. Yeah.
Frank, let me give out your phone number. Class, if you'd like to call Frank Underhill, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. That's underhillsecurities.com. Frank, I wanted to share this with you. We did something really neat at the expo. We did two survival banquet dinners with the freeze-dry guy. And we had freeze-dry guy food. So we had a chicken entree, a beef entree, and we had a vegetable, and we had freeze-dry guy ice cream, which is astronaut-style ice cream. And it was really great. And we did something that we had never done before. We had a taste test at the survival banquet meal on Saturday. And the taste test was we compared 30-year-old freeze-dry guy food in a sealed can with current production. And we had six people do a blind taste test. And some liked the 30-year-old better, some liked the current production. But the bottom line was, it keeps for 30 years. It really does. I saw it. I saw the old cans. And we have a video of it. So we'll see if we can put that on the website. And one of the things I'd like to do today at some time is I've got a bunch of photos of the Get Prepared Expo. So if you're interested, class, in seeing what that was like and how funny looking we are, I'll put them on the website hopefully today. We got a meetup tonight, so I'm really busy today. And Ricky Rocket's here. So I'll do my best to put them up today. So, we're out of time? Hey, Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. Hey, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Coming up next, Ricky Rocket, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We're going to talk about the expo, and I'm going to read a letter that somebody wrote me about the expo. You won't believe it. I was speechless when I read it. Absolutely speechless. We'll be back right after the top of the hour breaks. I'm going to go get Ricky, bring him into the studio, and Ricky Rocket's going to be with us in just a few minutes. Please, don't touch that dial.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.